through in my personal life, I am doing a study on Nehemiah right now in the She Reads Truth app. And so far, I'm about, I don't know, maybe halfway through it. And I've never studied Nehemiah in detail like this. And I just have to tell you, I am, you know, in this season of growth, we've been talking about, you know, growth, a season of where things are changing and moving, and God is, you know, start showing the harvest, but that in the harvest, there's still work, right? The harvest doesn't harvest itself, you know, the corn doesn't pick itself, I heard somebody say one time. And so in Nehemiah, it's so interesting because some things we've talked about recently, I had not started this study prior to talking about those with you on, you know, on the called podcast and Facebook show. And so one of the things in this study that has really hit me hard is that, you know, when you are doing big things for God, when you are in a season of growth, or that season of growth is just starting, and you know, it's right on the horizon, or, you know, you can see the rain coming, so you know that things are about to sprout all over the place. You know, when you're in that season, you know, I talked about this a couple episodes ago, you have to expect the attacks. You have to expect it. And so when I talked about that before, I had not started Nehemiah, this study of Nehemiah. And I don't know how much you know, but Nehemiah was sent, you know, God called him back to Jerusalem that had been destroyed at the time. The whole city, the walls were down, the gates were down and burned. And so Nehemiah was sent back to rebuild the walls. And so while he was doing this work, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but while he was doing this work and, you know, where this was leading, this season of growth that he was in, as he was building these walls, attacks came, you know, ridicule and people questioning him, but also real attacks from enemies. And so there's one, you know, there's a verse that says, and Nehemiah says, you know, we kept building the wall, but with a weapon in one hand. You know, we were building the wall with this hand and we had a weapon in the other to ward off the attacks. And so you can be in a season of growth and building like this and making huge progress and still be getting these attacks. And in fact, again, I think we need to expect that because, you know, what we have to remember is that the enemy, the devil, he is not omnipotent. He is not omnipresent is the word I'm looking for. He is not omnipresent. Okay. Our enemy, he can't be everywhere at once like God can, right? So he is going to try his very best to attack the ones who are making huge progress for the kingdom. Or, you know, whether that growth is happening right this second or it's right on the horizon and you're doing kingdom work that's going to cause it, he's going to do everything he can to stop it. And so you and I in this season, you know, I've just been feeling like the Lord is trying to tell the leaders right now, you know, in ministry, in the business world, wherever you are leading, whether it's in your own household, if you are a called leader, I need you to know that we need to be building these walls and we need to be putting one foot in front of the other and doing this work, you know, one hand for the work and one hand with a weapon in one hand and doing the work with the other. And so for me, that weapon has been, you know, staying prayed up every day. We've talked about this, staying prayed up every day, beginning the day with Jesus, you know, putting on that armor of God, getting that truth into my mind, doing this study of Nehemiah that's so coinciding with the work that's happening just in my own life and building, you know, through what I'm doing. And so it's just been so interesting that things we talked about, you know, before I even started this study, now Nehemiah and this study, you know, reading through these chapters is confirming everything we've talked about. When you're in a season of growth, guys, you've got to stay on guard because the attacks are going to come. You know, the devil doesn't attack unless you're a threat, right? And you've heard that, we say it, but here it is lived out. And so, you know, wherever you are right now, if you're dealing with, you know, some mindset attacks, some mental, some spiritual stuff, you know, first of all, I'm not surprised. You're making big waves for the kingdom. And I'm excited for what that means for the future and where this is headed or what might be going on for you right now in business, in ministry, at work, whatever it is. But I want to encourage you today, you know, make sure you've got that weapon in one hand and doing the work with the other because the attacks, you know, they're going to come. The enemy wants nothing more than to stop what you're doing, to stop the momentum, to stop the work. You know, we've got this kingdom work that we're doing that's going to pay off in such big ways for the Lord. So That's my encouragement to you today, you know, through Nehemiah, and just so much confirmation. And I wanted to share that with you since we had been talking about it anyway. It's just amazing when the Lord confirms everything. You know you're on the right track, especially when the attacks come. You know, you are on the right track because the devil wouldn't be trying this hard if you weren't. So have a wonderful day. We'll see you next time.